Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Good evening, folks. Back to evening recording again. We don't have any current news because we're recording, as I've said, the last few episodes ahead of time. Therefore, any news which would be faintly current won't be current by the time you hear it. Sorry, I should have indicated to Mike that he should have come in with something appropriate there.
Yes, folks, we have no news. And if we had any news, we wouldn't give it to you because it would be out today by the time you heard it. Unless I went to all the trouble of putting in news into pre-edited, which no. Alan probably think that was a brilliant idea.
Because he doesn't really have to do it. That evil, Mike.
If Scott supplies it, I'll do it.
But that's better. I had a negative mood swing about 10 minutes before the recording started, so put me in a lighter mood.
Are you a fan of science fiction and fantasy? Do you enjoy genre television and comic books? Then you should be listening to the Sci-Fi Dig podcast found at scifidig.com. Where every week I discuss an episode of genre television. Sci-Fi Dig, it's not just a podcast, it's a community. SciFiDig.com.
Tonight's episode is Secrets. The entire Stargate project is in peril when a reporter threatens to expose members of the top secret portal. O'Neill attempts to stop him while the rest of the team tried to save Jackson's wife, who has been impregnated with a Gould. Is this the end of Stargate?
I don't think so.
No, I have a shelf full of DVDs downstairs, which testifies to the opposite, especially when we get General O'Neill. Anyway, pressing space in 3, 2, 1. We have an opening on what appears to be Abydos. And a fairly screwed up mouth.
Yeah, it's not a good picture at all. Yeah. You don't get much for $7 billion these days, or those days.
Well, that is the Daniel without glasses game, but still with the character copy hair. You can see the two of them there. They have identical hair, whereas you have the contrasting hair of Jack and Teal'c.
Daniel, you said you'd go back there in a year with Sharae.
I know that, but at least I can tell her father that I haven't given up. That I won't give up.
You may well get your scalp wax.
And that was Kaysoof in the Malt Monitor. And this is...
same actor who was in the movie?
Yeah, Eric Avari. This is a year after Daniel... Well, after the show started, I suppose, technically.
I have nothing against your returning to Abydos, Dr. Jackson. But Colonel O'Neill and Captain Carter are due in Washington. And I can hardly ask the President of the United States to change his schedule.
Well, if I don't go back now, they will bury the gate for good. It's what I told them to do if I never came back. General, I lived among these people for over a year, and I couldn't possibly be safer than in the company of Teal'c.
Thank you, Daniel Jackson.
You're welcome.
So, in a year, they've gone on what?
Well, it could be a Abydonian year. It could be longer than an Earth year.
Well, he said a year and a day, didn't he? Said he, swiftly consulting the transcript.
That sounds more poetic.
What, swiftly consulting the transcript? Not very poetic, that. My ankles are cold. Sorry, I'm wearing slippers without socks, and there's a gap between the jeans and the slippers. And we side cut to a Stargate. I want the spinny one. Why won't they send me the spinny one?
Always looks good. Granted, it wobbles a bit too much, but...
So we'll come pick you up in a couple of days, huh?
What can you do?
And say hi to the president for me. Will do.
Oh, so it's just Daniel and Teal'c. So we have a split. We have an A arc and a B arc.
Yep. Well, two very important stories, actually.
So if this were a vinyl record, it would be a double A side.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Don't be afraid, good father. This is Teal'c.
Tell him all, Teal'c. Away. I'm honored. I ask Mafi.
Probably 90% of our listeners have no clue what that is. Now, folks, a vinyl record is not just dumps, 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 dumps on a deck. Google 45 singles.
I'm amazed the guy hasn't run for it already.
Good Father, I ask your forgiveness. I have returned without your daughter.
So it is.
I fear that my search will continue for many seasons.
You go away for a year to look for my daughter and you bring back a gourd. Are you trying to tell me something, Daniel?
Dirk's got us at.
Yeah, normally never goes anywhere with that staff weapon.
Felt a staff weapon wouldn't be welcome.
Yeah, this is more of a diplomatic visit.
Yeah. So it only has the possibility of killing people rather than definite. Yeah. I might only kill you if my finger sticks on the trigger.
This surely should sweep the sand out of that room. Seriously.
Sherry.
He's strangely emotionless, isn't he? Oh dear. Is it mine?
Tilt reacts.
Yeah, I heard the Zat deploying.
Now, this is something I didn't know until today. Hmm? The woman playing Sharae, Vitaly Bandera, She was actually pregnant with Michael Shanks' child when they shot this.
She is his actual wife?
No, he knocked her up. And they have got a kid together, but in sheer custody.
Well, surely he'd be better able to provide for the child.
Oh, yeah, imagine so. Financially, anyway, but...
I mean, I'm sure he's getting more regular work. He's probably, certainly by about season six, he was
well,
probably...
Well, you know how the system works. You know, in the modern age, the guy still has to pay for everything.
I know. Let's not get into a discussion about child custody and so on. That's a nice shot with the sun over the... Nice lens flare. That's probably a matte painting. A not very good one because it's on screen for about 2 seconds.
No. Take my life in exchange.
Nobody's killing anybody.
Sharae is no longer your daughter.
Because if we're in danger, how long has she been here?
More than a season.
What?
Why are we in danger?
Husband.
I am Sharae's husband. Who are you?
My Daniel, please.
Come no further.
Good son, do your eyes not see?
Sharae has been taken by a ghoul. A demon now lives within her, one of great power and evil.
This is interesting. So presumably Daniel was well aware of the...
The what?
The pregnancy of the actress in question.
Oh, yes.
And I have.
Stop it! Okay, just stop it. You can't fool me. I know what you are. I've seen what you are.
Please, believe me.
No.
The demon sleeps because I am with child.
He's quoted as saying on the set he was making sure she didn't deliver there and then.
All right, going down to...
Hear me, husband. The Goa'uld that has stolen my soul is called Amonet. She sleeps for the sake of the child.
Why?
If she awakens, the child will come forth, stillborn.
Now, obviously, Daniel's in shock, but intellectually, he knows that this is... Not her fault. Mm. Amonet, was that the woman in The Mummy?
No, that was Anouk's son.
I've heard the name in something else, though.
Might it not have been mentioned in the pilot?
It may have been.
He has hidden me away. He does not want to reveal the true purpose of this child to his enemies.
What true purpose?
Yes.
Sherry. What does Apophis want with a human child?
This is more than just him fancying another kid, like he had with Skara.
He wishes the child to one day become his new host.
This is, he wants to transfer the ancient Egyptian he's been inhabiting for the last 2,000 years or so.
Now that's disturbing, isn't it, really, if you think about it.
Sherry. Is that true?
It's a form of mind rape.
Well, you manufacture a wife, you get her pregnant, she has your son, and then you possess the son so you can live inside him. Well, ugh.
Kind of like the end of Being John Malkovich.
Never did make it to the end of that movie.
No?
No.
He possesses the daughter, but he can't do anything because you have to wait until they become mature, otherwise you can't control the mind you're trapped inside.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
Being John Malkovich is nearly 20 years old.
You'd be amazed what people haven't seen. So, we're in good old Washington, D.C.
You know, I can navigate my way across a galaxy.
Yes, or at least a random flight of stairs, probably in Vancouver. Because that building in the background is probably recognizable to anyone from Canada.
2 years at the Pentagon trying to make the Stargate program a reality. I'd say it was time well spent, considering.
You think?
What, the pointy one? Or yes,
the pointy one. The one behind the U.S. Capitol looking one. Because you got a very brief external shot of Washington without the actors in it. And now we're back to the interior of some random building.
Mood music.
See, General Hammond's already doing the rounds.
Oh, yeah. He's a player. He knows how to work a room. Punch?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
I can't hear the mood music. Right. It's not the transcript.
Sam pulls the uniform off very well.
I would love to see Sam pulling the uniform off. Oh, come on. What possible other response?
This is Carmen Ozanziano playing Sam's dad.
There was a very brief shot on screen.
Yep. Meanwhile, back on Abydos.
Fenyan no longer loves me.
You are incorrect. Daniel Jackson cares for you greatly. He does not behave as a husband.
I have seen your face before.
As first prime of Apophis, I was present when the Goa'uld invaded your body. For my part, I can only ask your forgiveness.
No. It is more. You are the traitor. Tilk.
That is correct.
Yeah, so apparently she's sharing information with her. You see, it's not really a symbiote, is it? If it's not a Tok'ra, it's not a symbiote. It's a parasite.
Oh, yeah, it's unwilling host.
Mm-hmm. They could heal the scar on the neck.
Whose neck?
Well, presumably there's a scar on her neck.
Well, no, it went in her stomach, didn't it?
Did it? Oh, so...
Well, yeah, when they whipped...
I'm sorry,
I wasn't
looking at her stomach at that point.
No, stripped her naked, put her on a table and...
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
I just don't remember looking at her stomach the moment the ghoul entered. Probably a combination of animatronics and CG.
Or a finger puppet.
That brings interesting images to mind as to who was operating it.
Anybody remember finger bobs? No, I suppose you've got to be English and over 40.
Given our listenership, probably not. Our sort of massive, massive listenership.
This is most difficult. Daniel Jackson. We must return with Shaw Ray through the Stargate immediately.
Why?
As long as the gold within her sleeps, Shaw Ray shares its memories.
So what?
It would be of great strategic benefit to have access to the Goa'uld genetic memory, even for a few days.
What?
Tilk taking the pragmatic approach.
The strategic value of the... If the girl's asleep, couldn't they extract it?
Well, right at this moment, at a world not far away, there's a working hammer in there.
Yeah, so it's not possible to dial that world from this one. Could be like area codes. You can't dial direct.
Okay, then, so...
You gotta go through an operator.
Go back to Earth, then go to Chimera.
I mean, what are you talking about here? Tilk handing her over to Mayborn for study?
The knowledge she possesses could one day save your world.
I don't care! I will not put her through that, too. I'm sorry.
More sorry for yourself, it appears, than for Shaare. Within a matter of days, Shaare will give birth. The Goa'uld within her will reawaken. Apophis will take this child and leave Abydos forever. That is the fate you choose for Shaare by allowing her to stay.
Why is she here alone?
Yeah, if he wanted to hide her away... He could leave her on Tulak, anywhere he wanted.
Maybe he figures this is the one place the other system lords won't look for her.
Could be.
Because they're not supposed to have children.
Perhaps after Ra died here, they're just one planet they stay away from. You know, it's bad luck or something. Mm. Or that he felt that she'd be better with her own people.
That implies he gives a shit about the host.
Well, perhaps he thinks that it's a better chance of the child coming to term and being born successfully. He does care about the child.
I invited Jake myself, Captain. Thought you might enjoy the surprise.
Really, sir, that's sweet.
There's our first introduction to the actor playing Sam's dad.
Yep, Jacob Carter.
I don't think it's a huge spoiler for me to say that this actor will be back.
Yes, he doesn't make a great impression in this episode.
Well, no, he's being military dad rather than caring father.
Yeah. You got a feeling he really wanted a son.
Not as badly as a girl I met in Wincanton 2 events ago. Her name, and I kid you not, was Decla, which is an ancient English name meaning we wanted a son.
Sam?
Thank you, sir.
Colonel Jack O'Neill, Jacob Carter. Carter. As in?
As in my father, sir, yes.
Get out of town. Sam's dad? I've heard nothing about you, sir.
What's there to say about an old general waiting to retire?
Dad, I talk about you all the time.
I retired myself one time. Couldn't stay away.
From your analysis of deep space radar, telemetry...
Well, it's just so damn fascinating.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Oh, that from Jack. I've heard nothing about you, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a skeptical one.
Telemetry. He hasn't been let in on the Stargate program, which is why he's not coming across well, because he feels his daughter should be test piloting and possibly on the shuttle and stuff.
This is good.
General? Captain? General? Waiter?
Does an employee say, why are you still only captain and you're over 30?
Oh, yeah, Jack. Captain, general, waiter.
Just between us, your cover stories could use a little polish.
Sorry, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not, I'm out of line. But whatever it is you really analyze on that mountain, deep space or no deep space, it can't be as exciting as the real thing. I'm talking about getting you into NASA, Sam. I'm talking about you actually going to space someday.
Hmm. Yes, you're only a 2-star general.
Is he a general?
Yeah, 2-star like, general.
That bit's not in the... it is.
Yeah, well, so you don't get them stars on your shoulder without being a general.
No, I thought the captain, general, captain, waiter bit wasn't in the transcript. This is the reporter, then.
Yeah, this is the reporter.
With a mole on his cheek, an actor in Hollywood who isn't perfect.
Character actor. Chris Owens.
Which genre worker did you check?
You know, he's regular working. Not so much genre as drama and whatnot.
You hate me.
No. No, I love you.
Will you forgive me?
Oh, God.
Ah, here we go. Daniel's overcome his initial horror at the thought of someone else touching his wife and knocking her up.
There's nothing to forgive.
Yeah, well, that would be... That's very much a rather cynical approach for the actor, considering exactly what he's done to the actress. Someone he's not married to that he's knocked up. Art imitating life a little too closely here. I'm sure did the writer discover that she was pregnant and decide to alter the storyline accordingly? Given how heavily pregnant she is there, they would have had time.
Oh, yeah. If they knew they were going to come back to Abydos in a year or so anyway, that episode didn't need to have anything to do with Shari at all.
Daniel happened to get the actress pregnant. Provides a very convenient plot line.
I love you.
What did you say that actor's name was? Chris Owens?
Chris Owens.
Everything else. I love you.
Oh, he's very loving him again. Slightly unshaven. She's not presumably American by birth.
No.
Will you stay?
I can't.
Polynesian mix. Tahiti, French Polynesia.
Because I want you to come home with me.
She's not. This is it. This is Jacob giving out to.
I made a call to Bollinger himself. Head of NASA?
I know.
I told him that you'd wanted to become an astronaut since you were a little girl, and that you'd given up.
I didn't give up.
Let me finish. That you gave up waiting for the shuttle program to be reinstated after the Challenger disaster.
Yeah, it was bad time.
Yes, well, I called in a few markers. I filled him in on your qualifications. You'll play again as an Air Force nominee, young lady.
Yeah, by all accounts, though, she was gearing up for the space program, but then after Challenger, she ended up going into another field, and the rest is history. But of course, the dad looks at her career and says, well, what happened? It's stalled.
Dad, you can't do that.
I did.
Without talking to me first.
You're telling me you don't want this?
Of course, Sam is, of course, frustrated.
Yeah, she probably...
She can't actually tell him that what she's doing is far more important than the space program.
You want to go into space? Well, I have been there a few times. I nearly died there a few times.
Season, in fact. Yeah. There was two bright flashes in the sky.
I've been on the shuttle. It rescued me after I blew up a old mothership.
Do that much for me.
I knew sooner or later you'd make this about you.
All right.
Dad, it's not that I don't appreciate it.
I said, all right. I'll catch up with you after the ceremony.
Jacob sort of gives a quiet signal to the men in white coats.
Intervention time, lads. I'm surprised you said that. And you got married yet.
There's a certain resemblance to James L. Jones behind the bar.
Colonel Jack O'Neill, right?
I'm not sure.
You are one hard man to find, let me tell you.
Where? James L. Jones, the black guy?
Yes.
And you, white waiter looks like him.
Is he white? The colours on my screen are a little screwed up.
They must be, yeah.
Is he deeply tanned?
No, he looks pale.
He's having a beer. We have actually seen Jack through the years of the series drink on several occasions.
Heading back to the Stargate so soon?
What?
Big round greyish thing. Can't miss it.
Yes, he likes his beer.
But it's not something you generally get shown in American shows. I mean, essentially, not only that, because this is present about sci-fi, he's drinking alone.
I knew you were coming here, so I planned ahead, and I got a little lucky.
Oh, he's paying evidence, is he?
I get lost every time I come to Washington.
Don't worry, sir. These are my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, he recorded Sam and Jack's conversation earlier, so he knew they were going to be there. So whoever's giving him this information is pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, I'd say it's the NID.
Why would they want to expose the Stargate program?
I have a source who told me about a device that can send people halfway across the galaxy and back again.
So if the official Stargate program is knocked down, they can use their one?
Well, it wouldn't be knocked down, would it? It'd be spread all over the paper so much, there'd be congressional investigations. The chances are they wouldn't be able to do anything.
Something like that.
Technology, huh? Listen, I don't know who your source is, but I'm a colonel in the U.S. Air Force. A C-5 Galaxy is a transport aircraft, one of the largest in the world. That's what I was referring to.
So we have a...
Yeah, he's not buying it, Jack.
No, he's not.
You got me on that one.
Did Jack pay his bill?
Probably said the Air Force to pick up the tab.
Yeah.
He probably has a tab at that bear.
After the child is born, the demon within me will awaken again. She will punish the child for my disobedience.
We would not allow that to happen. The Gauld will have become our prisoner.
We'll have time together until the child is born.
I'm just wondering how this was for Michael Shanks in terms of emotions displayed. I mean, presumably, although he knocked her up, they weren't together at this point. But the actress is still carrying this child.
Nothing I've read says they weren't together.
Oh, but he's married now, isn't he? And not to her.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not sure exactly how long he's been married.
Andy B could probably tell me if I could be bothered. Looking.
Yeah, daughter with Michael Shanks, Titania, born 1998.
Not long after this episode was filmed, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just living with Michael Shanks and the shared custody. She's married now, still married.
Go with them.
You can't just tell her like that.
I'm her father.
Shari, I won't force you.
Very white teeth.
Yes.
They almost glow.
Once the demon returns... Will I be with you then?
No. Until we could find a way to remove the Gauld from within you, they would lock you up in a cell. That's something like a cage.
So the Gauld within you will not harm others.
Intriguing. You're still sort of a...
Yeah.
But at least this way, Apophis will not be allowed to hurt you or your child. Ever again.
He's going to take her home.
Then I will come with you, my Daniel.
Apophis may return at any moment. We must leave now.
General small talk.
He's got great hand speed. He can really snap the jab. He was getting off all night. So he got in with three good ones. And then he fainted with his right. He came in with a left hook and a right cross. And the guy was down. It was
General,
a great...
A moment, please.
Excuse me.
We've got a problem, sir.
Jack informing the general about the reporting that he's denied everything.
We've sprung a leak. Apparently someone with knowledge of the program talked to a reporter.
This reporter approached you?
Yes, sir.
And you said?
Denied everything. He didn't buy it.
Well, how much does he know?
Well, if he knows me, he knew how to find me here. A lot.
And you're right. We've got a problem.
I will not blow the base up and remove all evidence.
Ah, we're really cutting back and forth a lot, aren't we?
Daniel, do you hear it?
Hear what? What's wrong?
The ship's coming down, like in the movie.
There go old ship approaches.
The subwoofer doesn't get quite to work out in the TV show as it did in the theatrical movie.
Yeah, the weather doesn't get the big black cloud with the... There's more of a rah thing.
I'm surprised they didn't cut a few scenes out of the movie and use them.
Shari, fight this thing. You have to hold on a little longer, please.
Danya?
Did she have the child?
Not
it's okay.
Yet.
It's gone now.
Danya! Danya!
Tim! I think she just went into labor.
The Goa's return may have induced it.
Danya!
I think the Goa sense the arrival of... Well, we assume it's Apophis.
Yes.
But we're in for a surprise.
Daniel Jackson! We must leave now!
Rings. I wonder, why did they stand there for so long and not dial?
Yeah, either dial straight away or run for it.
Yeah, don't just stand there like a Muppet and say, hi, I'm a target, shoot me.
But of course, by staying... Yeah, let's not go into that again.
My lord, someone attempted to flee through the Stargate. They did not have time to escape.
Find Apophis's queen.
By leaving it so late to dial the gate, now Apophis's son, Harura, knows that somebody's there trying to escape.
Yes, Harura, not so. And we cut back again. It's getting confused. They keep jumping back and forth between...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. This isn't A and B story. This is two A's.
Add to that, the international fallout once Russia and China find out we've been keeping it from.
Proof of the existence of aliens. Hundreds of other worlds populated by ancient human cultures.
I don't see the problem.
That's a map painting outside and backlit, because you got the Washington Monument there. Yeah, that looks like a map painting. That's why it's not on screen for very long.
And is it really sensible to be having this discussion in front of a window when do you know that there's a reporter out there?
Like microphone, yeah. Yes. Probably not the best idea one would admit.
Yeah. Did they have laser points?
I've heard at least you draw the bloody curtains, because even if it's not a parabolic mic, you just bounce a laser off the window. Even in those days, the technology... God, that technology is available since the 80s.
There's still some time before the ceremony, Colonel. I'd like to know how much he knows before he goes to print. Do you know how to find him?
I'll let him find me, sir.
So, yeah, I mean, that conversation's been recorded.
Didn't they notice there were a whole film crew in the room with them?
An unused conference room.
Yeah.
Chances are that was just a room at the actual studio.
When the child comes forth, the demon will return.
I know.
Apophis comes for me.
It was not the ship of Apophis. It was that of Harul-Ur.
The pair of them are actually sitting on a rock ledge. They've made a climb up on a rock ledge to give birth.
She's not sitting on the rock ledge. She's sitting on Daniel's knee and probably on a cushion on Daniel's knee.
Yeah.
It's okay, breathe. This is where we hid from Ra, remember?
I remember.
We're safe here.
You are incorrect, Daniel Jackson.
You tell him, Dope.
If it is Sharae that Harul-Ur seeks, he will find us. We cannot remain.
Well, I am not leaving her.
The moment the child is born, the Goa'uld within Sharae will re-emerge.
I said I am not leaving her, Teal.
You're not safe anywhere.
Of course not. Where are we?
Tim's really rubbing it in.
Then I will do what I can to keep the horse guard away from you.
One moment, he's all nice and proud because Daniel trusts him. Then he speaks for Daniel about how much he loves her. And now he's really going to town saying,
this is where we hid from Rahan, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, a lot more room compared to what the space in the movie.
Well, they're trying to rebuild it.
You two love me.
Yes, I do.
Administrative Building 36. Jack's sunglasses. And is that Mayborn?
Yeah, but laugh, you saw Mayborn in the background.
No, it looked like Mayborn, the guy just behind Jack.
No, it wasn't him, no.
So is Jack being benched?
No. A little bench for covert meetings in the capital.
Yes. Outside
in London, we have little parks where Russian and British spies can feed the ducks together.
Oh, of course. Feed the ducks being you. Was that you?
Was what, me?
I just got an IM in Skype.
No, it wasn't me.
Jeffrey Dorigo.
Brush him off. I don't care how much writing he's done.
Sorry, folks. We occasionally have world famous authors contact us in mid-podcast.
Find out what the reporter knows while your people check on his credentials.
Ah, that's a cliche, Armin.
Well, I'm very good at this, Colonel. I've been doing it a while. Granted, this will be the biggest story I've ever broken, but then it's the biggest story anyone's broken, isn't it?
And he actually doesn't need Jack. He's got a lot of information himself, but he's willing to make Jack the hero if he confirms it.
I got to admit, I wanted to meet you anyway. When this breaks, you're going to be a hero.
Cool. What are you going to say about me?
Subtle. Okay, I'll do you a favor. You're the team leader of a unit called SG-1. Between 9 and 12 such units operate out of Cheyenne Mountain under NORAD.
Like I say, the reporter's convinced he's got the information he needs. He just needs to put a face to it.
Mm.
He knows that two spaceships got blown up in orbit.
He does have a lot of information. Surprisingly large amount.
That's pretty amazing.
The program cost us over $7 billion. The Defense Department hopes to bring back superior technologies to offset the expenditure.
Armin, let me do you a favor. You don't know anything. Don't embarrass yourself.
I know those two brilliant flashes in the night sky a few months ago were really alien ships on their way to attack Earth. You blew them up.
I did. All right.
By myself. Just me.
I love...
It's O'Neill with two L's. There's another Colonel O'Neill with only one L. He has no sense of humor at all.
And that's a reference to Kurt Russell. Well, in the movie, O'Neill is one L.
Yeah.
In the TV show, it's two L's. So, you know, Kurt Russell, one L. RDA, two L's.
You don't think anyone will believe it?
I'm sure someone will. But it's not me.
We'll see.
And now, he's going to get hit by a van, if you remember, sir.
That's two L's, right?
Yeah, but then you think the vehicle didn't come up on the curb, so this is Washington, D.C., a lot of traffic, and he wasn't watching where he was going.
You! 911, ambulance, now! Don't move. Don't try to move.
You did this.
No. No, you didn't do this.
Son of a bitch.
The vehicle did come up in the curb. That's not a road.
Oh, so it somehow it missed parking meter, threw him 6 foot.
Instead of throwing 6 foot, threw him up.
No, I'm sorry, I think you were jaywalking.
In that case, why haven't all these people been hit by anything? The Aurora guards.
They could have come up with an easier name. Aurora. Aurora.
Aurora Borealis?
I have questioned many in the city. Apophis's queen is here, as you suspected, Lord.
Apophis will return through the Stargate to claim his child.
We shall be here, my lord.
I'm here with my glowing red eyes, which look quite good in the gloom.
They do, don't they?
From a foreign staff weapon.
Snazzy.
Where is your daughter?
I cannot tell you what I do not know. What? Would you have me die? Jaffa!
And pointy, with nasty pointy bits. That was a nice shot.
It was, wasn't it? So we're definitely in Washington.
Oh, Monument. The reflection of... I presume that was added in CG.
Dad? I've been looking all over for you.
You must be disappointed. Any idea why the president canceled?
Colonel O'Neill witnessed an accident. The president couldn't adjust his schedule. Bad timing all around. General Hammond's going to present us with the medals at a private ceremony back at the base. Hmm.
Well, it's the honor that matters, whether I can be there or not.
Dad.
I have cancer, Sam.
Yeah, you can see the little dome. What's that, the Frank... not the Jefferson, is it?
I have no idea. I've never been to Washington.
Well, I am, but I've seen it in enough movies. You know, with Planet of the Apes, the remake, and he comes down...
Did he tell her about the cancer there? Yeah, he did.
Did we miss it?
He told Sam about the cancer. That's why she looked shocked and hugged him.
I was hoping to stick around long enough to see you become an astronaut. Sweetheart. I don't care what it is you do in that mountain. Nothing in the world can live up to the chance of actually going to space. Not for you. It's something you've wanted your whole life. And I admit it. I want to see you fulfill your life's dreams before I die.
But it's my dream. Doesn't that make it up to me?
Fathers have dreams too.
I'm sorry, I can't.
And well, they got over that quick. I thought it went on a bit longer than that.
And then he just heads off, and she's like, what?
He's a military man, you know. I've got cancer.
I've got cancer, I'm going to die.
But... yeah, but not tomorrow, so don't rush over.
Dad, please don't go like this.
Congratulations on the medal. I'm sure you deserve it.
Dad!
It sets up future episodes.
Yeah. Stop tickling me. Stop doing that. No time for that, Daniel. I'm having a baby.
I wonder if she's wearing underwear. It's not as if it's not anything he hasn't seen before.
Daniel!
It's all right, Charlie. Push.
No, the demon will come back.
You have to push.
But I will lose you, Daniel. Please.
Look at me.
Please.
Look at me. I love you. I will always love you. You understand? The ghoul will never be able to take that away from us. Do you understand me? Never.
Oh, Daniel, the pain comes again.
I'm here.
Daniel! Daniel!
I'm here. And now the baby's here. Now you have to push.
Forgive me.
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Give me the child.
Well, it looked like you were a damn sight closer in the other shot than that one. Well, to be honest, his face was well buried in there.
I'm sure it's been there before as well.
Scenes like this, you really wish there were some decent outtakes floating around. Because I'm sure they didn't get this in one shot. Sorry, not intimidating. I think it's the swinging, what would you
dangly
call it? Dangly bit.
Everyone's got dangly bits.
Apophis, my pharaoh, will destroy you both for this.
Tell them Herua has taken his son as his own.
What about the afterbirth? The placenta still has to be delivered. That was a nice piece of... presume that was CG. The initial opening, no, because we've seen it with Jack. But the helmet fully collapsing.
Well, they have one working helmet, but it's the other design, isn't it? I think it was part of the auction.
It's your grandson.
It is beautiful.
Yes, he is. You cannot remain here, good father. You must go into hiding.
You are telling me that the demon has returned to reclaim my daughter?
Yes.
I will need a nursing woman.
You must find one whom you can trust. One who is not afraid of hardship.
Oh, well, but I don't know if it's been auctioned off yet. Again, I mean, how would you get through a door with it? Most doors are only 3 foot wide, maybe four. 1.2 metres for those of us with a metric disposition.
Not much of a life for Kasuf, is it? He's got his daughter's gone away, his son-in-law's going to go away, but he's got his grandson. But the grandson happens to whose father is Apophis.
Yes.
Pray that Apophis thinks Herua has got him.
Well, that was the whole idea.
Colonel Jack O'Neill, Captain Samantha Carter. You have distinguished yourself by heroism involving voluntary risk of life. Against impossible odds, with only the help of your team members Tilk and Dr. Daniel Jackson, you destroyed both Ghoul spacecraft that were poised to attack this world. Your exemplary courage and heroism reflect great credit upon yourself and the United States Air Force.
They decided not to present the medal in Washington after all.
Well, Jack witnessed an accident, didn't he? So he was otherwise engaged, and the president couldn't reschedule.
I'm only sorry the accident made it impossible for the president himself to do this.
I beg to differ, sir. It's an honor to receive it from you.
Congratulations, Captain. I know Dr. Jackson is expecting you on Abydos. You may ship out when ready.
I'll be geared up and ready to go in 10 minutes, Colonel.
The President presumably knows about the program.
Yeah, of course he does.
Whereas we've seen from season one, like, it is not the policy of the US Army to interfere in countries and acts like with respect, or since when? Since this administration was elected.
Sam, all business.
She'll be geared up. She's in dress uniform. Are you seriously telling me she's going to be able to strip, shower, change, and put the other uniform? I'd like to see that.
Hands up, who else?
It was an accident.
Jack is suspicious of everybody now.
Yes, sir.
I don't recall that they publicised where the leak came from.
Yeah, not only the leak, but he told the general about it. An hour later, the guy's dead.
Serpent guards of Apophis have taken the child.
Who is this human?
He claims his people are the Tari, enemies of Apophis.
You, among the warriors who defeated Apophis?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Why is he giving Daniel to,
The Tari are stronger than you think. An alliance would prove extremely useful to both of us against our common enemy.
Alliance?
Haruli death?
You are nothing. Your world is nothing. Once I have conquered Apophis, I will make slaves of your people. You will serve me.
No, I don't think so.
Kneel before your god.
I suppose it reinforces the lie. He'll focus on Daniel rather than what they're telling him.
My lord, the Stargate.
Apophis comes, stand ready.
Apophis comes, stand ready? What?
That's a system, Lord, for you. Tell him the Stargate's operating, because he'll never know otherwise.
At least they've descended to stand to the side.
Yeah, they've got the right idea.
What the hell? Cover me.
He's still twitching.
Is he? He's not stopping, is he?
You dare challenge me?
Just thinking about it.
You'll pay for this insolence!
Oh, good phone.
Teal'c?
Somebody explain to me what just happened.
It is a lengthy tale, Neo.
Long story, Teal'c.
Good thing you remembered the shield's deflection capabilities directly proportional to the amount of kinetic energy directed at it.
I'll get you, kids.
How is it he happens to be standing directly under where the rings are going to appear?
Because like any good system lord, he knows how to get out of a situation, just in case. Mm-hmm. Don't matter about his men.
Well, presumably, his system lord, he's got a ghoul in. All he has to do is yank the knife out the handle heel.
Perhaps with shield would be damaged.
So he's leaving it up until continued firing. That probably is Apophis.
Right then, Naru's just coming through the door. Jack and Sam just popped through and think, not quite sure what the hell's going on. Will somebody please explain to me what's happening?
Jaffa, kill Ammonit.
I am here, my Pharaoh.
The child.
Stolen by your enemy hero, Or. Forgive me, my Pharaoh, for failing you.
Jaffa, Shantik.
Old school Jaffa. None of these dangly bits.
No, not dangly bits, and almost Cyberman level clunkiness.
Yeah.
Where is my son, bitch? It's what the look said.
Come home with me, my queen.
And there's the look.
So what, she's still exerting some faint level of control?
Sir, there's still a Goa'uld ship on top of us.
Dial us home, Captain. Please.
Oh, we're not quite sure.
You all right?
No. No, I'm not. But I will be.
Is she looking for a way out?
Why?
Well, perhaps she'd like to be a system lord.
Terry, I'm going to help her with that.
She looked directly at us, Daniel Jackson. But she did not reveal her position.
Leaving them intact, there's an opportunity that they'll defeat Apophis.
Well, all four of them.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I know you. But I'm just trying to think about it from Amunet's perspective.
Enemy of my enemy and all that.
Enemy of my enemy is just another enemy. These are system lords, they're paranoid.
Perhaps she hasn't gone through the sarcophagus so often.
Maybe that's why she needed a new host. She was to use the sarcophagus, so.
Could be, yeah. Well, let's face it, after a while you get fed up with the same woman.
Jesus, Mike.
System lords, of course.
So if you didn't actually cover it, this episode was written by Terry Curtis Fox and directed by Duane Clark. Don't recognise either
Duane.
Of those. Is it Duane?
Duane.
I thought, yeah. Duane was spelled with a W.
It can be D-W-A-Y. Perhaps it's a regional spelling. I knew a lad who spelled it like that, and it was Duane.
We used to know an Alton. Several Altons, in fact. But are these those aren't names I recognise, and he usually have a little part of history in them.
Terry Curtis Fox, he's a screenwriter and whatnot. Did a lot of work on Diagnosis Murder. He was an advisor on the second season of Stargate. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Clark has done a ton of CSI stuff, all three franchises. So either one of them were actually in the genre field, but they do dabble.
Amazing that they'd be allowed sort of to take control of such a major arc episode then.
Well, I say, in the case of Terry Curtis Fox, the fact that, you know, he did write a few scripts, but it's just a senior advisor, he's called. That's an interesting term. He may have been brought on by the studio, you know, oversee the writing or something.
I don't know how much MGM tend to interfere.
Could have been Showtime.
Well, we're still Showtime in season two, weren't we?
Yeah. Either way, you look at what he's involved in, Messing in a Bottle, Thor's Chariot, although he was involved with Need.
I don't see him on Thor's Chariot.
Well,
William Geraghty, sorry.
No, Terry Curtis Fox.
I don't see. It just has written and directed Thor's Chariot, but I don't see Terry Curtis Fox listed.
Well, that's it. Perhaps senior advisor is in frontline role.
Isn't a box level credit?
Could be.
Well, you know, it's important to get your credit out in the box.
Yep. You always ask for a few extra $1,000.
So I don't actually have the next disc up here. So I have no idea what the next episode is.
Next episode is Bane, giant insects, Teal'c.
Oh, yes, Teal'c infected by the thing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound promising.
We have one of your least favourite things, which is a child which seems to be cookie cutter extracted. This is from memory from the Cassandra mold.
The water gun, isn't it?
Sorry?
The water gun.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It all comes flooding back.
Appropriate, considering there's a water gun.
The memory isn't altogether negative of this episode. It's just that the blurb doesn't promote any
never does.
Anticipation.
You're not filled with excitement then.
No. You're always a bit sceptical when people get bitten by giant insects, unless it's Spider-Man. We can all remember Shepard sitting in the back of a jumper with a great big plastic bug on his neck. Oh, dear me. Trying to pretend it's real. Look, it moved. No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. The animatronic guy pushed the joystick.
It was so bad the next time they did it CGI.
We all have fond memories of the TV shows we watched growing up. Hi, I'm John Bailey.
And I'm Andy Bailey. Hey, Dad, what are some of the shows you grew up with?
Fireball XL5, The Invaders, Green Hornet, Time Tunnel. How about you?
Knight Rider, The Flash, Erie, Indiana, Pete and Pete, Amazing Stories.
You know, it'd be kind of fun to revisit some of those old shows and see how they hold up today. And that's where the TV Lounge comes in.
It's the podcast where we take older TV shows, go through them episode by episode with full recaps and our thoughts.
Some are quite good and others, well, Andy, you know, they're worth a look and they're worth our discussion.
We're not going to cover any currently airing shows, just older programs.
So why not join us in the extra recliner here in the TV Lounge?
We're at tvloungepodcast.blogspot.com.
I see you mentioned a promo on the Sci-Fi Dig forum.
Yes.
Shameless plug there.
Absolutely shameless plug. They've been. Do you think there's a weakness in this season? They only have said there's some good episodes, but there's a lot of very bad ones.
Some so-so ones.
Mm. This season didn't start as strongly as the last one. I love you. Sorry.
Try that again.
You were saying there are a few so-so episodes in this season.
There's a few so-so episodes, but when you read the blurb and A, you can't remember much about them, that is never a good thing. And then when you do remember what they are, there's really no enthusiasm to watch them. But you do. We're watching them all, and they're not terrible. There's some worse than others.
They're not terrible with the exception of Need.
Yeah, there's few redeeming features. I mean, stats-wise, we tend not to get a huge jump when we first release an episode, which is hopefully going to be regular Friday night, Saturday morning now from now on.
I thought you released on a Thursday.
First season I did. When we had a few hiccups with the recording, I pushed it back. Because I was sure that give us time if we had to fill any gaps in, which we had to.
Well, we've now got 3 in. And you've probably edited Message in a Bottle at this point, haven't you?
About the last 5 minutes just to spruce up.
Maybe we should get Kevin to record a promo. It'd be the podcasting equivalent of selling out to Microsoft.
Yeah. This is an independent production by fans.
Yes.
Yeah. And if we screw up, we screw up. We're not beholden to anybody except ourselves and the copyright holders of the various works we...
Plagiarize.
Yes. But as you say, all this stuff we're using, it's bought and paid for, and we encourage everybody else to buy retail copies of everything they watch or listen to.
Never ever to download anything.
No, unless officially offered.
Well, unless officially offered. I mean, we offer this for free download.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody wanted to pay for it.
God, do you think if there's a way of making money off podcasts, I wouldn't figure it out by now?
Perhaps we should offer cash incentives to listen.
No. It costs me enough to host it, but I don't think we're in any danger of ever going. I think I have a 200 gig transfer a month. I don't think I'm ever in any imminent danger of going off with that. Okay, folks, this is us just wrapping up. The next episode will rather worryingly feature Teok being stung by a giant insect and an potentially mic-irritating, precocious child.
Next on Stargate SG-1.
Wow!
A giant alien insect.
What are you going to do?
Packs a powerful sting.
Oh,
God!
We better get out of here.
And for SG-1, it's too late to escape.
Teok is my friend. He's sick.
I have felt great pain, O'Neill, but never sickness such as this.
Because the poison is spreading.
He told me he'd rather die than change into something else.
Someone has to go back and catch one of those alien insects.
And the consequences are irrevocable.
So Teok isn't going to turn into just one of those things.
He's going to turn into a whole lot of those things.
You don't look so great.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Sounds ominous, but we're going to give it a go. I might even watch it beforehand. Alan won't, but I might.
I would if I could get the bloody PS3 to play it. It's just
yes,
so I'd have to start up the PC to watch it.
Well, what you do, you copy the DVD, rip off all the origin encoding, put it back onto a DVD, then you can play it. Or connect your PC to the PS3 and stream it.
Yeah, but then the PC's on. It's the amount of noise it generates when it's running.
Well, then you buy a water cooling system for the PC. All this instead of spending about £20 on a supermarket DVD player.
Just I don't Stargate. Think I have enough connections on the back of the TV.
Well, you buy a new TV then.
Oh, God, no. I paid £2,000 for this one. Anyway, folks, as I said, there's still attempts to wrap up. So you shall hear from us next week, and we'll probably hear from each other in about 3 days.
Oh yeah, think of that. 2 recordings per week, we're flying through it.
Nearly 3. Well, you see, I'd like to get the season finished before I take my 2-week break in May.
Yeah.
Providing that's convenient for you.
I can't afford to have holidays.
Sorry?
I can't afford to have holidays.
Getting ahead of time enables us both to take breaks if necessary.
Yeah.
But I'd be driving my Aussie friend around the country for a week. I wouldn't like to say, I'm sorry, Narelle, I know you came 18,000 kilometres, but I need to pop up to the central room and talk to an Englishman for about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Would you like to watch an episode of Stargate?
You just sit down there and watch them all, Doctor Who. Look, I have Torchwood, Children of Earth on Blu-ray. Look at that. She doesn't like comic book movies, so she wouldn't watch Batman Dark Knight, which I have to say looks bloody stunning on Blu-ray.
It does, doesn't it?
Primarily because they shot all the action sequences in IMAX, and looking at that on a giant TV, you see... I mean, Blu-ray and IMAX are the perfect marriage, I think, because IMAX actually gives you enough high-quality imagery to make it worth watching, but not on a piddling little monitor. I told you my friend didn't succumb to the evil emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, what he did do was he has Bioshock 2, and the day he bought the PS3, he stayed up until 9 a.m. the following morning playing it. And he's now finished it in one mode and has to finish it in another two modes.
No, he's getting his money's worth.
Yeah, he said no. He said he had, between Friday and Monday morning, he did have two good 12-hour sleeps. They just weren't in conjunction with what you would call a normal day-night sleep.
I've got the new Command & Conquer on pre-order. That'll last me for months. I like that. I play that to the death.
I've actually pulled up, I think I mentioned it the last time because I was toying with it, I had a quick game of it, and it is mind-bogglingly complicated. It's where I put it away, really. It's Worms 3D. Trying to figure out angles and trying to get things to go where you want them to go, and the computer invariably seems to teleport itself into a position that you can't actually kill it, so eventually all your players drown because the water keeps rising.
Answer that, a computer that cheats.
Well, I thought if you got three consecutive skip goals from each player, it would declare the match a draw, but no such luck.
Never mind.
Okay, folks, thanks again for listening. So, I mean, come back, listen to us next week. Send us feedback, gatecast@phasecast.com. You can also go to gatecast.phasecast.com, which is the site. If you've been listening to this on iTunes, it should probably come up as a link in your iPod. I've never actually owned an iPod, so I can't tell you one way or the other. But the feed does link back to the website, as far as I know. And I'm assuming we are on iTunes.
Yes, we're on iTunes.
Good.
You sound surprised.
Well, I'm not sure. I just figured the WordPress feed publishes to iTunes automatically.
Right.
And we've probably got an explicit tag.
No, we don't.
There is occasional swearing.
Not after I've edited it.
You bleep out the swearing.
Well, let's put it this way. People don't hear it.
I see.
But get the intent, which is half the fun. Well, you know, you don't have to swear. I mean, South Park, classic, you know. You know exactly what they're saying, but they're not swearing.
I must listen and find out what you actually do.
You know, we don't want to get an explicit tag.
We could try for an explicit tag.
We've got enough hurdles to overcome without that.
Yes, and since I'm only about 5'8", I don't do hurdles too well. On that rather strange and unusual note, folks, we shall bid you adieu.
Yep, take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.